Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Back for season two, the YouTube original series, Impulse, from the director of The Bourne Identity and The Edge of Tomorrow, Doug Liman. The popular young adult sci-fi drama tells the story of a rebellious 17-year-old girl, Henrietta Henry Coles, who discovers that she has the ability to teleport and must learn to control her newfound powers. Her mother, Cleo, played by Missy Pyle, a familiar face to television and movie fans, her film debut opposite Jack Nicholson in As Good As It Gets, followed by a memorable role as an alien in the sci-fi spoof Galaxy Quest, many more movie roles, including the 2011 Best Picture Academy Award-winning The Artist. A star on Broadway, a talented musician, she's in three bands and now a podcaster as well. Missy Pyle, one of the stars of the YouTube original series Impulse, back for season two, now available. By the way, the first season premiere had more than 55 million views. Missy is with us on This Week in America. Missy, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Rick. That was quite an introduction.
Well, you've had quite a career. I could do an hour and a half and just touch the surface of all that you've done. And it's interesting because when you took this role, you said you really were ready for a change of pace. Talk about how much fun this has been for you playing the role of Cleo on Impulse.
Well, you know, I've done so much comedy, and I'm a really tall person. I went to drama school. I did a lot of drama, but then when I moved to New York after drama school, I just couldn't get cast in dramas. I think I was always just too tall, and so I really I created a sketch group and moved to New York, and so I just started doing comedy, and I love comedy, but it got to the point where people were saying that, well, that's kind of all you can do. So I was excited to be able to play this role and to work with Doug Liman. Of The Bourne Identity and several other different, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, just an incredible director. And to play the mother of this girl, Henry Coles, who's played by Maddie Hassan, who's just an incredible actor. It's been a lot of fun.
You know, it's interesting because this is not a traditional superhero show, is it? There's sort of that element, but you've got drama, you've got great characters, great writing. This really is a well-rounded, riveting series.
Yeah, you know, our showrunner, Lauren LaFranc, did not want this to be a show that was a traditional superhero show. She wanted it to be grounded, a show that you would want to watch, and just because the characters are compelling, the story is compelling, and it just happens to have teleporting.
Well, it's interesting where you're going to go in season two. Talk about that. And let's start by talking about the relationship that you have with Henry this year. How is that changing, and how is your character evolving in season two?
Well, so Henry and I've been a single mom. Her father, you know, left the picture when she was around three or four. And that's a huge part of the story, which I won't get into. But so I've been taking her around from Perth, you know, and I would meet a guy and we'd stay in different towns for like about six months here, 6 months there. And we end up in this town, Reston, for the first season. And I've always been sort of a backseat parent to her. And then when I don't know that she can teleport. I think she's, you know, in the first season, you know, we think she might have epilepsy. And when she discovers her ability to teleport, she doesn't really even know what's going on. And that's a large part of season one. And season two is her trying to harness these powers, you know, and I am now becoming the better parent in season two. And it sort of doesn't work for her time-wise because she's sort of like, always wanted me to be giving her all my attention and my focus. And now I'm doing that. And she's trying to, you know, learn how to teleport and keep that from me. So, and trying to keep me safe. You know, that's one of the biggest issues for her is my safety, because she ends up getting into a world where a lot of people want what she has.
Well, and
it may not necessarily be people that have her best interest in mind.
Well, exactly. And what Nikolai enters into season two, sort of a mysterious character. Explain his role the best you can.
Okay. So Nikolai is this character who, so you don't really, the thing is, you don't really know who Nikolai is.
Yes.
He's this character who can teleport at free will. And he's, we don't know his storyline, but in episode four, you will find out who he is. It is an incredible episode. It has, you know, none of the rest of us are in it. And it just goes back to I can't remember the exact town that it is, but it goes back to 1960s to the war, and he's and you see him kind of find out he can teleport at the exact in the exact same way that Henry does, because Henry only teleports when her body is in trauma and her body senses she's in danger. She immediately teleports. So that's who he is, and he seems like a really bad guy, but he ends up being the one that sort of, you know, teaches, becomes her mentor in teleporting, as it were.
Okay, well, I got a little out of you. I was hoping maybe you'd tip that, but you're telling me, no, Rick, you have to wait to episode 4 like everybody else to find
Rick,
out that.
Episode 4 is so good. I didn't even read it when we were doing it because I wasn't in it, and I thought, well, I'll just watch it. And it's heartbreaking, and it's extraordinarily done. I mean, this series is on YouTube, and anyone can watch it for free right now. For season one, initially when we did season one, the first 3 episodes were free, and then you would have to join YouTube Premium. But now you don't. You can just watch every single episode in the first season for free. And then this season, I believe season episode 2 is out this week, and then every week a new episode will come out. But if you want to get YouTube Premium, Rick, you can watch them all right now.
Well, that's the way to do it. I'm all into this binging thing. So if you're able to do that and follow the story all the way through, I got about a minute or so left. And it's so important what you're doing in empowering sexual survivors to speak out. And that was a big part of what you did in season one, wasn't it?
Yes. So Henry learns she has this ability to teleport through a sexual assault. And it's dealt with so beautifully. And I mean, obviously it's a very difficult things that many, many, many people have experienced, and it's something that, you know, I really am championing her to go to someone and talk to someone, and it's a huge part of season one, and
yes.
And again, and there's all this other incredible stuff, and so it at the end of each episode, we have the hotline for Rain, which is the a sexual assault and incest hotline. And rape hotline, so people can reach out, and you know, to giving people an opportunity to reach out who might be in a similar situation.
We're getting ready for season 2, the YouTube original series Impulse, actually now streaming on YouTube. One of the stars, Missy Pyle, has been our guest on the program. Missy, congratulations on season 1. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. We'll be watching as season 2 unfolds. Thank you for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Rick, for having me.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.